This is an oral history recording for Rockford Public Library. We're taking it on June 12, 1975. The narrator is Clayton Hoisington. We're in his home on Oak Lane Road at Rockford, Illinois. And the interviewer is Virginia Wilds. Have you lived around in Winnebago County all your life?
Practically.
So you have seen a lot of changes in the way things are now from what they used to be.
Yes, it's quite different.
Could you remember when you first started school?
Well, I remember the teacher that we had and where I went to school, because I went there 8 years before I went away to school.
About how old were you when you started school?
Between 6 and 7 years old.
And when would that have been?
That would have been 1901 or 2 when I started school.
And your teacher you spoke about, what was her name?
Her name was Allie Kunkel. She taught 3 years while I was in school and had about 35 children enrolled. And when they all came, somebody sat on the floor and an old wood burner for a heating stove. And some of the last years I was there, I had the job of building fires in the stove before the teacher got there. And that was kind of hard to do the chores at home and then run for a mile about to meet the teacher to school.
What was the name of the school that you walked to or ran to?
The Maple Grove School, District 203. It was just over the county line into Ogle County. However, I lived in Winnebago County.
Were any other members of your family going to school at that time?
I had a brother and a sister that were in school ahead of me, and of course they were in older classes, and they left school and went away to academy at Wheaton before I left Maple Grove.
Do you remember any of your other classmates or friends that were in school at that time?
There were two Geddes girls who became teachers in Rockford School. One of them graduated from 8th grade with me. The older one graduated a couple of years before that.
Weren't they Pearl and?
Pearl and Jeannie.
Yes. How about that little girl that lived in the field?
We had a bunch of hired men working on the farm, and everything was done with horses. So one of the families of men lived in the house set back in the field, a so-called grout house made out of grout, and it was built into the side of the hill. They had a little girl who was scared deathly of the cattle in the pasture, and I had to go out in the pasture and meet her and pick her up and carry her up through the barns and up to the road where she would go to school. I was kind of a nursemaid to her in school for a while. The last time I knew of her, she was working for the city in Rockford.
Do you remember her name? Not offhand.
No, I don't remember her name. Oh, yes, it was Maud Morris and she had older ones in the family, but she was small and of a very nice disposition, but she hated to go through the field with the cattle.
You said it was about a mile. Can you remember what the road was like? Was it paved or dusty or?
The road was mostly dirt road. Some of it had a little crushed rock on it, but in general it was a dirt road, and it was lined with trees so that in the winter time the snow would bank up along, and we sometimes had to walk on top of snowdrifts and even go out in the field to get by some places for a few days.
What was it like at school?
The teacher had so many classes, she made a schedule on the blackboard, and according to it, she would have a class on the floor every 5 minutes throughout the entire school day. However, she would skip some classes some days and then have other classes other days, so that she got part of the schoolwork covered during the week or month. As I grew older and had to prepare to get some examinations papers written up, our examinations for the grades was held in Ogle County, and our superintendent in Ogle County was Anna B. Champion. She was a very learned woman and did a lot for the schools, especially for attendance and being tardy and all. She had instigated a system whereby if you didn't miss time in school, you got a little certificate. When you got so many certificates, then you got a diploma, and when you got so many diplomas, you were supposed to get a diamond pin. And I was one of the high ones in Ogle County for attendance. And when the diamond pin came around, it was a pin like somebody running for office with a few pictures on it, and it didn't mean too much. But she ran out of gifts and she started giving books, and I think I had two different books given to me. possibly one of them was Two Little Savages, a very popular book for country kids. The other in Winnebago County, O.J. Kern, was superintendent, and his stronghold was getting the people, the schools consolidated in Winnebago County, and I think he had something to do with Seward, New Milford, Harlem, and Kishwaukee in consolidation of the schools and getting them to have high school classes along with their grade school so that more of the children had a chance to go to high school.
Do you remember what you studied in grade school?
Well, we had a course of study put out by the state, and as I grew into the older classes, each person in the seventh and eighth grade had a course of study of their own booklet, and they studied and tried to learn the different things that were in the course of study, like you had to have so much mathematics for the seventh grade and fractions in this grade and we had to do different problems in carpeting a room and papering how many rolls and things like that as we went up in our mathematics. Then we had, of course, the United States history and geography. I could read United States history and enjoy and study that, but when it came to grammar and some of the spelling and all, that you'd have to count me out because I was a poor speller and my mother could spell most anything, so when I got stuck on a word, I just asked her how to spell it, and she knew. And my mother was a good reader, and she did a lot of reading for me. But I enjoyed going to school. We had our recesses when we could go out and play and pom-pom, pull away, and hide and seek, and games that were universal in the one-room schools. Then later on, played work up with baseball and
what did you have for social life in the school? Did you have spelling bees?
Well, one thing that they had to raise money was a box social, which always came every year. And it was held in a private home. I can remember before I went to school, I went to a box social at one of the neighbors, and they auctioned off the boxes, and the father was...
What was in the box?
The boxes were a supper for two in each box, and my father was auctioneer, and in the mix-up, somebody had taken a box that my mother had made for me and my brother to eat, and he started to auction that off, and I ran up and said, "You can't do that, that's my box."
Mm-hmm.
And of course that caused a little excitement. But when the teacher's box came, there was one of the neighbor boys that was bound he was going to buy her box, and it seemed the boys knew the teacher's box. So when it was brought up, they ran the price up and kept going up. Instead of stopping at $1.50 or $2, it went up higher, and this boy that wanted the teacher's box had some brothers there, and he ran out of money, and he had to borrow some money from his brothers. And when they got the box high enough, it took all the money of the boys combined, then they had to stop auctioning. But that was quite a lot of excitement among the young people.
He got the box.
He got the box at last, but it cost him some money.
Well, did they repeat that then every year?
They had box socials, and I remember a pie social that you bought pies, and I bid on a chocolate pie, and I had to eat that chocolate pie with the lady that made it. It might have been a good chocolate pie, but there was too much chocolate pie. And it kind of killed me on the subject of chocolate pie for the rest of my life. But the person that made the pie, I saw her just a few days ago. She was probably 6-8 years older than I was, maybe not that much, some older, and she's still living in Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
And I never mentioned the word chocolate pie to her.
Did you go skating, or?
We had a pond skating? Right near our school that we used to kind of dam up snow and all, and we'd have room enough. Probably a pond that would be 12 to 14 feet square or round, and we were always running down there in recess to skate. Then in the summer, the violets grew very much around the lowland around this pond, and we used to pick hundreds of violets and take to the teacher at school.
Did that help your grades?
I don't know if it helped the grades any, but it gave a little satisfaction of doing something for the teacher. She had quite a role to take care of as many children as were in school, and get lessons assigned and all. And I'm afraid that some of us didn't get all of the P's and Q's of our lessons that we should have because of the numerous group of pupils in the school. One thing we used to do in the pasture around the school was to drown out gophers, and we would go to this pond and get pails of water. And one year, I know we drowned out somewhere around 50 gophers in the pasture. And the man that owned the pasture gave the school a baseball to play baseball with. And that was quite something to have a good baseball. And that was one excitement, to see the gopher run and see if we could catch him after he got out of the hole.
Who was the... Well, maybe I should say it differently. How many different teachers did you have in that? You mentioned your first teacher.
The first teacher taught 3 years.
Taught
3 years while I was there. And then there were various teachers, some of them 1 year and some of them 2 or 3. One teacher who I liked a good deal. I was one of the larger boys in school at that time. She lives down in...
San Bernardino
in California. And we visited her a few years ago. And we had a card at Christmas time from her. She taught a couple of years or so, and her father had one of those old automobiles that used high wheels, like a Surrey or a Democrat wagon, and had an engine in it. And he used to bring her to school on rainy days with that contraption. I won't call it an automobile because it didn't mobile some of the time. But I can remember one time he got in the schoolyard and he went to go through kind of a low spot and to get out to the road, and wheels cut down 6 inches or so into the mud, and it took all the boys in school to push that thing over till it got it on the road where it was a little harder.
But how did she get there when the weather was good?
Oh, she walked the same as most of the children did. Very few of the children had rides to school unless it was real bad weather. But
I don't think you told me the name of the school. Does it have a name, or was it a district?
Maple Grove School was the name of the school, and it had, I don't know just how many, 25, 30 maple, large maple trees in the yard. And that was one thing, some of the boys practiced climbing some of those maple trees. They had some limbs down low enough so they could get started. But the teacher didn't approve too much of the climbing, afraid of falling and things.
Is there still a school there?
The school that was there has moved down the road for about a quarter of a mile, and today it's being used as a granary at the school, at the farm. As the consolidation movement took effect, the schools that consolidated were all sold to farms close by the school. So I think I could find all three of the schools that consolidated into Kishwaukee Consolidated School District, which was District 203. Kishwaukee District was 202, and that, because of it being where the consolidation was to be held, they kept that number for the consolidated school. And the building has had quite a little change. As of late, the older part of the building has been broken, torn down, and the big nameplate is telling the Kishwaukee Consolidated School District 202, I have possession of that through purchase and otherwise. It is quite a large stone that was put in the front of the building over the door, and it has a place in the memory of some of the people that were in the consolidation. My wife's father was a stonemason in Sweden, and he cut the stone and arranged for the cornerstone, which I have in my possession, and some valuable papers, keepsakes that were in the cornerstone when the man that was wrecking the part of the building, I asked him for them, and he gladly gave them to me. There's a copper box in the cornerstone, all soldered up, and the copper box was lined with asbestos paper. And so the heat from soldering the box together wouldn't damage the papers. And it has some touching memories in it, some pieces that are written about different ones in the community, and partly about my father, who was a firm believer in education and consolidation. And one thing he believed in, that the consolidated school should have a gymnasium. And at one time, Kishwaukee School had the only gymnasium outside of the city of Rockford that was being used for playing basketball, which was about 40 feet long and 22 feet wide, and you played against the walls on three sides and against the row of chairs with people in them on the other side. And town teams from Rockford would come down and rent the gymnasium to practice and play in, because it was hard to get a gymnasium at the schools in Rockford. They were all kept busy there. We had some boys that played on the Kishwaukee team who went to Rockford to finish their 4 years of high school. You know, Kishwaukee school only had 3 years of high school, so the fourth year was taken at Rockford or Stillman Valley. And One or two of the boys from the basketball team at Kishwaukee made Rockford Senior High School team in playing basketball, which made us very proud.
You spoke about three schools consolidating, and I know you said Maple Grove was where you went to school, and Kishwaukee School was where the final consolidated school was located, but what was the third school?
Little Mound, south of the location of the consolidation. It was down in Ogle County, and by what we call Little Mound, there was quite a mound of gravel, right high, and it got its name from the mound there.
About how far apart were all these three schools?
Well, they were about a mile and a half or a mile and a quarter from Maple Grove School to Kishwaukee School, and then, of course,